Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're broadcasting from the Avera Specialty Hospital and Avera Medical Group Clinics located at the Avera on Louise campus in Sioux Falls. Joining me now around the broadcast table, Chad Baer is the Assistant Vice President of Avera on Louise. Thanks for being here. Happy to have you. And also Sarah Kappel. She's a registered nurse and director of patient care services at Avera Specialty Hospital. Thank you both for taking time today to show us around and also to come on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start and kind of help paint an audio picture of this facility that we're at here in Sioux Falls.
So it's a 260,000 square foot building that's comprised of 160,000 foot hospital, specialty hospital, a 90,000 square foot medical office building, and then 10,000 foot atrium. We're located on the south part of Sioux Falls on an 82 acre campus. The hospital that we're at now and the other two projects out on the healthcare campus comprise roughly 20 acres.
Okay. So you have room to grow and expand?
We do.
Okay. Can you hint what that's going to be? No.
Yeah.
You just got this one finished, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you actually open and start seeing patients in a couple weeks. Yes.
Yep.
So you're still getting everything hooked up, connected, and get all the equipment in. But talk a little bit about how you went about designing this facility for patient care, for staffing care, and for family experiences.
Sure. I think as we went through the design process, we really tried to keep our patients and their families at the forefront of all the decisions that we made. One of the things that I notice first when I come in the building is all of the natural light. It's just bright and clean feeling and very peaceful no matter where you go in the building. It's also easy to access. So instead of trying to fight traffic driving to the center of Sioux Falls to seek your health care, we're quick and easy right off the interstate. Pull up to the front door and go up one flight and there you are where you need to be to access your health care.
Okay. All of the windows, everything, and all of the staffing is, I mean, you're really taking into consideration that even in the MRI room, there are windows, right? That people
Correct.
Are not going to feel claustrophobic in this place.
It's almost impossible to get away from the natural light in this building.
Okay, but on a cloudy, no, I'm just kidding. So let's talk a little bit about some of the green efficiencies that you have in this building and that kind of thing.
So we have green roofs on our fourth floor, and we also have green roofs on our second floor. And those help to decrease the heat needs and also the air conditioning needs in the summer. It's an insulating property, and also the windows are very reflective. And then there's LED lighting throughout the entire building, so it's inherently very, very efficient.
Okay. And you have two waterfalls, one outside, one inside. So start a little bit with the waterfall on the outside and how you're really not using city water. You're catching it and using it that way.
So it is we do have a well out here, so we are using well water for that. And it is also a catchment pond for water from the building from rain. And so the waterfalls serve a couple different purposes. So not only are they beautiful, but they also clean the water so that water maintains its clarity.
And the inside waterfall, there's an app that you can change the lighting. Does anybody have access to this app or is it
just,
only?
Just Sarah.
I wish. I keep asking.
But you can change the lighting and the mood with the lighting on the waterfall.
We can.
As well.
We can. Currently, it's both the lights in our atrium and the waterfall are pink for breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
But we can change those.
Okay. So let's go up to the gastro enterology floor a little bit and the blue lighting that you have in there, the UV lighting. Talk about the importance of that and what that means.
I think the UV lighting that we have available both in the gastroenterology area as well as our orthopedic surgical area is really important from an infection prevention standpoint. And so how those lights work, they're actually on the UV spectrum. So they kill bacteria that might remain on surfaces after the room has been cleaned or that might be in the air. And so those lights are on all of the time. And when the room's unoccupied, they're on at a higher intensity. And so it really helps to prevent the risk of infection or microorganisms remaining remaining in that room after patients leave. So over time, that air that's been cleaned from the UV light circulates through the building and just reduces the bacterial count in the entire building.
In
so
the entire building.
Benefits all of our patients and visitors as well.
Right. So talk about, I mean, this is new technology, yes? I mean, it's not, do you have this at the main campus too?
We actually do.
Okay.
So not only do we have the construction going on, the new hospital out here, but Avera McKinnon is in the process of a $40 million renovation of its main ORs on the main campus. And that's something that our team out here in the hospital is very, very proud of as well, is that the services and the ORs out here are the same as our main campus main ORs. So it doesn't matter where our patients go in the McKinnon footprint in Sioux Falls, they'll get the same care, the same service, and the same technology. So it's something that we're very, very proud of.
And Sarah, this was being designed for the hospital portion and the patient rooms, to explain a little bit about how technology is kind of taking over some of the patient rooms.
Sure. You know, it's just everywhere, isn't it? So the patient rooms, again, were really designed with mobility and comfort in mind. And so one of the things that we did was we decided not to use any hardwired monitors in any of the patient rooms. So if we need to use a cardiac monitor or an oxygen monitor for safety purposes after surgery, all of those are pocket-sized. And so it just moves right with the patient. So it's not going to prohibit you from getting up and sitting in a chair or taking a walk when you feel like it. Another thing that we did just for patient education as well as some distraction while you're in the hospital is we're going to have iPads in every patient's room. So you can access your patient portal on that iPad. You can access some patient education materials. You can access Netflix. We'll have some additional apps available for our patients' comfort using that.
Okay, and you told me a little bit about pre-education that people can sign up for and get electronic reminders about, oh, maybe you need to do some exercises before you come in for surgery,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So for our patients, specifically those having a total hip or a total knee replacement, we have a program that we use where when you sign up or when you schedule your surgery, you can opt to sign up for this program. Your caregivers can sign up as well. And then until the day that you come in and actually after your surgical experience, we'll send you reminders about things you need to do before you come in for surgery. We'll send you little snippets of education, information about what to expect, what to pack in your hospital bag. It allows us to gather some information so we can be better prepared to care for you when you're here in the hospital. And then it also allows patients and their family members an opportunity to ask questions of our care team. You know, as you're preparing to come in, those things that pop up that maybe you forgot to ask when you were with your surgeon just gives that constant connect, even after you discharge for several months after you discharge. So when you go home, if you have questions about moving around or if you have questions about your medications or your follow-ups, we can communicate with you and make sure you feel supported through the entire experience.
And what happens if they're not that technical savvy as your patients?
Sure. So we don't want to leave those patients out either. We do an in-person class as well and can utilize phone calls. So if someone doesn't want to use the computer or doesn't want to receive text messages, we certainly will follow up with them in whatever way the patient prefers. We invite everybody that's coming in for a total joint replacement to come to a class. We hold it right on our inpatient unit so you can actually walk the halls and see where you're going to be staying. You get an opportunity to meet some of the staff and look at all of the equipment that you're going to be using during your stay. So we want to make sure that everybody feels as prepared as possible before they come in for their surgery.
Well, I think of my mother-in-law who still has a flip phone. That's where I'm going with that there are still some people who don't quite know how to text.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct.
We want them to feel supported too. So we'll do whatever the patient prefers and patient needs.
And so there, the patient is the, they're not hooked to wires, right? Their monitors are not, it's wireless, right?
On the surgical area, yes, it's a wireless monitor. So we actually do put the stickers on your chest. If you've ever been a patient before, you might see that. But the monitor will follow you throughout the whole surgical floor. So there's no unhooking and hooking back up. It's just the one-time hookup. And then those numbers will follow you everywhere you go. The staff that need to know how you're doing physically throughout that experience can follow you no matter what part of the building you're
it's
in.
It's actually an extremely efficient process and saves time, both in the preoperative process, the OR, and in the postoperative process as well.
So, and you talked a little bit too about as a patient, you might get a card in the mail or a scan, something scannable or something on your phone that helps you in the check-in process and kind of follows you around as well.
So in the there's a lot of things that we're looking at in the future, and there's been a lot of redundancies built in this building besides the technology that you're talking about. But in the future, we're looking at the ability to have our patients come in with a card, scan into the rooms, and have the staff know that the patients have entered their clinic room, and have the staff go in there and take care of them. So there's a lot of innovations that that we're not only applying now, but that we're preparing for the future.
And it's not so much tracking the patient, but actually the patient's experience. Is that a fair way to put it?
It is, and it gives us the ability to better take care of our patients, so we can use that data.
Okay. So as you built this with wireless technology, how was that process, and is it everywhere? How do you really, I mean, in some areas you can't even have a cell phone or it'll get wiped out, but how do you plan that kind of technology in a building like this?
So the area that you're speaking of is our 3T MRI, mm-hmm. and so it's there's a huge magnet in there, so obviously we don't have anything metal in that area, but you know, it was quite a process to go through to look at every aspect of the building and what our technological needs were. So, and taking into consideration the equipment that we need in the hospital floor, the surgical floor, the gastroenterology floor, our post anesthesia care units. So we had a lot of teams working on that, and it actually came together very well.
Is this like a smart building? Is that, can you? I mean, it feels like it is just.
Yeah. So one of the things that we really want to do is we want to make things simple as well. So it sounds like it's not simple, but it is very simple, and it's the use and manipulation of technology to make the patient experience better.
Okay, and so talk a little bit then about the family experience as well in this place.
Yeah, we want that experience for the family to be very seamless too. So when we looked at what sorts of technology we wanted to put in the building, a lot of the conversation was around how do we make it easier for the staff so they have more time to take care of their patients and families. One of the things that we're going to be utilizing in the surgical area that's new for us is an app that we'll use to communicate while the patient is in surgery. So when you come and you register as a patient here for your procedure, we'll scan your wristband, and you can select anybody from your phone contacts list that you might want to receive updates while you're in surgery. And so family members that are here with you, but it could also be family members that live across the country or across the world. So we can create that feeling of inclusion and knowing what's going on and getting those frequent updates during the procedure. So that's another thing that we're really excited about.
How did you decide for these two specialties to come to this place? How did that come about?
So with orthopedics, and Avera Orthopedics is grown tremendously in the past few years. So we have a rapidly not only aging population, but we also have large number of new citizens in the area that are requiring healthcare. We're actually growing by about 6 to 7% every year, and so the need for orthopedics in Sioux Falls is tremendous. And gastroenterology is the same exact way. We have that aging group of people, and the need for screening colonoscopies and gastroenterology care is increasing every year.
And the screenings is part of the clinic side of the hospital,
so
right?
We have the gastroenterology clinic, and mm-hmm. then the screening colonoscopies are actually done on the endoscopy side, which is the hospital side. That's where the procedures are performed.
But see, they're both connected. So
they
see,
connected,
I got
correct.
A little lost on the tour.
Okay. Yeah.
I never knew which side I was on. Okay. So it's all intertwined basically, in where you go. Talk a little bit about, you made the comment that all of your senior staff here are registered nurses. And talk a little bit about the value of having a registered nurse in that leadership position in creating a new facility and in designing a new facility.
So we value all of our leadership at Avera McKinnon, whether they're a registered nurse or not. The team that we put together here at the Avera Specialty Hospital are all nurses, and it has been invaluable with looking at setting up a new hospital area, setting up our surgical areas, our GI areas, and the rest of the building. But not only the registered nurses in our leadership team, but it's been an incredible collaboration with all of our leaders at Avera McKinnon.
Okay. There is also coming up, and we'll highlight this on another program as well, but there is the Addictions Center that's going to be center. Is that the right word?
Addiction Care Center.
Addiction Care Center that is also on this campus, not connected, but a part of this new facility area. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Addiction Care Center is actually a project our behavioral health team is leading. But it's going to be a 32-bed voluntary admission treatment facility, inpatient treatment facility for those with addiction issues. So one building is 32 private rooms. The other building offers spaces for treatment and for community types of treatments. And so, again, it's not something that we've had in our community before, but there's a huge need for it. So as an organization, we're really excited to be able to bring that to our community as well.
And it's just kind of bringing them when they're not in crisis to a place where they're not quite ready. It's that middle ground that we don't really have right now in addiction care.
Right. It's not a medical facility. So if someone is in a medical crisis, we would still want to care for them at Avera McKinnon. But you're right. It's for those individuals that recognize that they need some help, and we're excited to be able to provide that.
We have an incredible team with our behavioral health, and you could do an hour show just on the Addiction Care Center. So I just might.
So let's talk a little bit about the when you walk in and the overall feeling that you get in that big open atrium and what that can be used for as well.
I think, you know, the hope is that when people walk in, they feel that calming, clean, bright, open, healing sort of environment. That's really what we hope to elicit throughout the entire building. And we want that to be a space that the community can utilize as well. We talked a little bit about our Daily Bread Bistro. Our chef is amazing, and I know that they would love to have members of the community come and enjoy what they prepare. We have a beautiful meditation space as well that we want our families and visitors to come and enjoy and have some peaceful moments in. So we really do hope that it's a place that the community can enjoy.
It truly is an exploration of light as you walk through the building.
Exploration of light. Was that an overall theme, do you think, as you were designing, or is that just kind of as you see it, how it feels?
It's more of how it feels when you walk through. There is just you cannot escape the light anywhere in this building.
And light is healing?
It is. For both patients, and then it also provides an incredible work environment for our staff.
Okay. And as the hour progresses, as we talk about the need for orthopedic care and that part of this facility, you still have room for expansion. You still have a fifth floor that's not quite occupied, right?
Correct. The fifth floor right now is just shell space for future growth. So we'll see what that holds.
Or how soon you're going to need it, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know that we've heard anything concrete on that yet, but... if I was guessing with the way that Sioux Falls is growing, it will be sooner rather than later.
And this is not an emergency facility, correct?
Correct.
But you do have capabilities to, if a situation arises with a patient, that you could do e-care and that kind of thing with the main campus.
Correct.
If you need to.
Correct.
Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we don't have an emergency department here, and we don't have an intensive care unit here. So we really are designed to take care of patients who are a little bit healthier, elective surgical patients. But should we need something, be it big or small, we have access to our eCare hospitalist program. So 24/7, at the push of a button, we can connect with our hospitalist team of physicians and nurses and make sure the patient needs are met.
And this is on a cart in the nursing station, ready to go at all hours.
It is. It's just an iPad on a cart, so we can actually take it anywhere in the building. If there was a patient, you know, down in radiology, for example, that needed something, or up on the fourth floor, it just provides us with that immediate access to support.
Okay. Are you ready to open? Are you ready? You're ready to go? You're confident?
We are very confident. We're getting close, so... Yeah, that's what you'll hear throughout the hour with you, is that, you know, it's an incredible specialty hospital. We are able to offer services and do things that that no other specialty hospital in the area can even come close to.
Why?
With our patient care, with the technology, and with the thought that's gone into our hospital.
So there is an open house on Sunday. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So open house on Sunday, we'd love to have everybody come on down and take a look. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and open to everybody in the community.
Okay. Just come in and walk around, or do you need to be on a guided tour, or how is that going to go?
So with the amount of people that we're expecting, we probably won't have guided tours. They'll be a little bit more self-guided. We'll have folks available on every floor to explain the areas and to kind of give guidance as far as where they're at and what they should look at. And we'll have cookies and coffee for our guests. So we're excited about that. We're excited to show it off to the community.
Okay.
And this really gives an incredible opportunity for the community to come and look at the operating rooms. That's an opportunity you usually don't get. And our post-anesthesia care unit and our preoperative areas and some of the areas that they normally wouldn't get to see.
Free rein in the building, or are there some areas off limits?
There'll be some areas that are off limits.
Okay, but let's talk a little bit as we're waiting for Dr. Ambrose to come. He's here, so he'll be up next. But just kind of paint that picture of that operating suite. Can we call it a suite?
Sure.
Facility for us, and the thought that went into that.
So we have 8 state-of-the-art operating rooms, and they are they're fully integrated operating rooms, and so all of the equipment, everything that's in the operating room, all works in connection with each other. And the majority of the building, not only the operating rooms, but it was a collaboration of a design collaboration from our nurses, our physicians, our surgical techs, many different specialties there. So there was a lot of thought that went into that. But the ORs are very special, and you were able to take a look at those, and they are they're incredible.
Yes. Okay. So I want to thank you both for taking time, for showing us around today, and also for coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.